Now here's a man who's not afraid to waste a little ammunition. Alex Haddix.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week, we're looking at a product that could save your life. QuikClot. I was first introduced to this tool years ago by Jim Wagner, and I still have some of the early versions of this product in my kits that are no longer available. For those that don't know what I'm talking about, QuikClot is a packing gauze or sponge that will stop severe bleeding, even from an artery. Yes, you heard that right. You can stop bleeding from an artery without using a tourniquet. This has saved hundreds of lives since it was introduced as standard issue to our military. The other great thing about QuikClot is that it's available to the general public and it's easy to use. I have a set of QuikClot in all of my emergency kits, my gun range bag, and even my hunting kit. This is an inexpensive tool that saves lives and can be self-applied. QuikClot works by pulling all of the water out of the blood gushing into the wound. It leaves a natural clotting agents in our blood behind, concentrating them. That, plus direct pressure, stops the bleeding fast. There are tons of videos on YouTube demonstrating how to use the various products and shows them in action on live pigs. They actually sedate the pig, cut its femoral artery, let it bleed for a while, and then stop the bleeding with nothing but QuikClot. It's amazing to watch, but not for the squeamish. QuikClot was originally available in a pure powder form, and I still have some of these packs. They don't offer it anymore because it was problematic in field use. If it was windy, the powder would blow around and into the faces of the first responders. Getting something that sucks the water out of anything it touches into your eyes, mouth, nose, and throat is not a good thing. What they offer now are gauze rolls and sponges impregnated with the agent that can be safely handled in any circumstance. The single-use pack runs from $13 to $40. But seriously, how much would you pay to stop an arterial bleed that can be applied by a 10-year-old? That will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. The show now has mobile phone applications for both Android and iOS. I'd also like to put out a thanks to everyone who attended the knife seminar yesterday. It was a fantastic group, and we had a lot of fun. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com.
Hey everybody, we are
Lady Antebellum.
Before every show, we practice. Gotta be prepared.
Exactly, and the American Red Cross wants us to be prepared too. Prepared for disaster.
Just take 3 steps to be Red Cross ready. Create a disaster supplies kit with water, food, and a first aid kit. Make a family communication plan and listen to local radio and TV reports to stay informed.
It's that simple. To learn more, visit redcross.org or contact your local Red Cross chapter today. Thank you so much.